Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2123, How to Find Your Passion in Life by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to our Sunday bonus episode, where I share an article with you from a different podcast in our network to keep your life nice and optimized. Today's episode is coming from our very first podcast, Optimal Living Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this. And please do follow or subscribe to the show to get new episodes every day. And with that, here's Justin with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
How to Find Your Passion in Life by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com. How to find your passion in life. What is your life purpose? What am I supposed to be doing with my life? These are the big questions that we want the right answers to. But somehow along the way, we get lost in our busy lives, time passes, and we find ourselves Googling how to find your passion in life. It's completely normal to get a little lost in this crazy and weird thing called life. I know the feeling. We're all told we are meant to do something. With this comes worry, and we stress about our true calling in life and our cortisol levels skyrocket. Instead, we need to slow down and ask the right questions to get the right answers. How to find your true passion in life ain't easy, but our gut knows, and we just need to pay more attention to it. Finding your why. Finding your true why is a piece of cake for some and a tough pickle for others. The bottom line is that we all have that something that tugs at our heartstrings every time we think about it. We're so busy being busy, and we never stop to look, reflect, and devote enough time for our dreams to find us. This is particularly true for me. Whenever I go on vacation or take time off, I always come back to my dreams and what it is I really want to do with my life. It's like they've been waiting for me to get off work and stop being so busy so I can actually pay attention. I spend this time on Pinterest to pique my inspiration or brainstorm until I find something that resonates with me. Fun fact is actually how She Dreams All Day started. I always come back to what's most important. Sometimes it takes a while for your body to wind down and for your mind to think clearly about your dreams. In our society, distractions are endless. Go for a long walk in silence or listen to an inspirational podcast. Go on a weekend getaway to a secluded cabin where you can get some peace and quiet and really get to the root of who you are and what you want to do. Set your atmosphere and environment out to support you. If you're not sure what you want to do, fear not. Try answering the following questions. What did you dream of as a child? If I had $1 million, I would. What makes you feel good? If I knew I wouldn't fail, I would. And what would you get up at 5 a.m. in the morning for? Shout it from the rooftops. Once you found your why, scream it from the rooftops. I'm dead serious, do it. Tell your friends, family, and be proud and happy that you've actually figured out what it is that makes your heart pop. When you have your why, the next step is to write it down and make the commitment. Get real and write up a contract. There's just something about writing things down that makes it all very real. Write down your dreams in bold on a piece of paper and make the commitment to yourself. Honor this commitment. You're going after your dreams. It's all happening and it's about to get real. Your dreams do no good just hanging out in your mind. If you make your dreams a constant daydream, they'll never manifest into reality. Daydreaming are dream killers. It keeps your dreams locked in your mind. They need to get out of there to actually come true. Make it all real, shout your dreams from rooftops, tell your best friend, and make the commitment to yourself. Never feel shame. On to my next important point, and as woo-woo as it sounds, you should never be ashamed of your dreams. Dreams can seem crazy, wild, and unattainable, and that's okay. That's the whole point. Your dreams should scare you a little. If your dreams and passion don't scare you, you need to dream bigger. When you're telling people about your new dreams, you should never downplay them. For example, "Oh, I have this dream, but it's really stupid, so don't laugh. But I would love to someday, maybe, insert dream. Or, I don't know." This is a big no-no. Why would you talk about your dreams this way? Be proud, stay committed, and good things will happen. Slow down. The world is a hectic place and people seem to have an opinion about everything. It can be hard not to get distracted, sidetracked, or inspired by other people's actions, good or bad. But have you ever just stopped and slowed down to think for yourself? All I can say is do it. Find 10 minutes out of your day to sit in silence, journal, and really get to the core of what your body, mind, and gut is trying to tell you. Pay attention to your body and increase your self-awareness. Open your mind to your dreams. Meditate daily to get clarity and to wind down your mind and body. The best and most genuine ideas appear in solitude. Stop the noise, slow down, and you'll know what to do. Ask questions. Ask your mind the right questions. Put your brain to work and ask it for help. Ask it to guide you in the right direction. Slow down, sit in silence with your thoughts, and really get to the bottom of what you want out of life and pursue what lights you up. Challenge yourself. Live a little, go a little crazy. Challenge yourself to try something you've never done before and get out of your comfort zone every day, or at least a couple times a week. Try new things and see what they'll lead to. Things may surprise you and you might just find your way to your dream life. You'll never know what is possible if you don't put yourself out there. Challenge yourself, grow, and learn a little something along the way. Be specific, set goals. To truly learn how to find your passion in life, you need to get really specific about the results you want in your life. Once you've found your why, get specific and set the right goals to support these results. Make your goals SMART, S-M-A-R-T. Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time sensitive. Dream big and work backwards. When you've got your goals ready, dream big and work backward to get to the end goal. Break your life goal up into smaller, actionable tasks and put these actions on your calendar as results. Going after your passion in life can feel totally overwhelming. After all, it is your life goal we're talking about, and the steps to get there may not always be crystal clear. If you work your way backward and break the actions you need to take down, you'll make the journey there a whole lot easier. You just listened to the post titled "How to Find Your Passion in Life" by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com.
Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And thank you to Mia. Come by shedreamsallday.com for a lot more. I'm a big fan of writing contracts to yourself. I wouldn't do this with everything, otherwise they might start to become worthless. But with major decisions or things you want to do, why not try writing yourself a contract? Won't take a lot of time, but can make it feel so much more real. And also on the topic of discovering those passions, I remember a long, long time ago, probably 20 years ago or around there, I think it was my sister who gave this exercise to my brother while we were out at dinner, probably me too, indirectly. And that was basically imagining that you're at an appointment of some sort and you don't have your cell phone on you. Back then, cell phones were much less common, so she didn't have to say that. And there are magazines scattered around the table, maybe one covering health or fitness, one on finance or business, entrepreneurship, maybe home decor, construction, real estate. Imagine all those different magazines, or maybe even look up a list of magazines, and which one jumps out at you? Chances are that's where your passion lies. I did this exercise. It worked both for me and my brother because mine was more about entrepreneurship or money. And for my brother, it was health and fitness. And 20 years later, that's what fields we're in. So another possible fun exercise to try out. But I'll leave it there for today. Hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll be back for the Sunday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.